Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is November the 21st. It's a Tuesday. My name is Gary Zimak. Wanting to see Jesus, having a desire to see Jesus. It's a good point. Or something to consider, I should say, and ask the question, do we really, really desire to encounter Jesus every day, at every moment of the day? And if so, how strong is that desire? The gospel from today's daily mass tells the story, the familiar story of a tax collector named Zacchaeus. And I want to read it to you. We'll talk a little bit more about this. And, you know, the ultimate moral to this story, I think, is that if we desire to see Jesus, I mean, really desire and are willing to work at it, it's going to happen. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. And you know, by the way, I just want to do a little aside here. Anytime you hear that phrase comes up throughout the Gospels on a few occasions where Jesus attempted or intended to pass by, that always implies that we have a free choice. Jesus is not going to force himself into our lives. He passes by and gives us the opportunity to reach out to him. And he's going to do that constantly. He does it throughout every day of our lives. He passes by and he waits for us to seek him. What happens here? Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. So he wanted to see Jesus. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. So Zacchaeus made an effort. He not only wanted to see Jesus, but he did something about it. He went out of his way. He knew that Jesus was passing by, and he wanted to do whatever he could to make sure that he saw him. When Jesus reached the place, he looked up at the place where Zacchaeus was. He looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. Now, just let me point out, note that Jesus said, "I must." It's like he had no other choice. Because Zacchaeus wanted to see him, Jesus felt compelled to respond. I mean, that is it. That is a great example of the power of prayer, of desire. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to get to know him better, he's going to respond. He must respond. You know, sometimes when you pray about something, you're not sure, well, is this really God's will? Does he really want this? When you look at this, somebody seeking Jesus out, and Jesus gives us this example, and he said, "Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house." That reminds each of us that if we desire strongly enough to get to know Jesus better, it's going to happen. It can't not happen, if that makes any sense. All right, so Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I must stay at your house. And Zacchaeus came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I've extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." What we see happening here is a conversion of heart. An encounter with Jesus changed Zacchaeus. And he's turning his life around. And that's going to happen to each of us if we get to know Jesus, if we have that encounter. The more we have that encounter with Christ, the more our life is going to change. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." In other words, nobody is excluded from the kingdom of God. Jesus will continue to reach out to any of us who are lost. And if we respond with a desire to get to know him and to change our lives, he is not going to say no. Something to keep in mind. Thanks for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.